Hi, this is Kira doing an interview with Julia Bray, who's one of the first inaugural participants in the Coho Lab this year.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm good. So you want to tell us just a little bit about your project that you've been working on in that black box theater for the last few days?
Alone.
Alone in the dark.
Yeah. So I've created a piece called Matter is Mother. And it takes place on Andros Island in the Bahamas at a cheesy resort called the Club V. And I play five different characters who are exploring their relationship to this mythical sea creature who is said to be haunting the resort and eating people around the area. And so the show dives into this mythic tale that I've created about this creature who has eaten up all of this trash and garbage that we've thrown into the ocean and become this like collective heap of badness. I created the piece. I think I stumbled upon just the understanding that the word matter in Latin means mother. And so it really got me thinking about the way in which we treat objects and the way in which we treat the earth is a parallel to the way in which we treat the feminine in our society. So this is a story of, you know, collective oppression, both literal and more like psycho-spiritual and, you know, unconscious and the sort of messages we send ourselves as women, the messages we send each other, the messages we are sent by society, and you know, ideally the sea monster sort of represents this both a literal, you know, trash heap
right.
of all that we've collected, and then also this unconscious baggage that we all carry as women.
Carrying around, wow. So that's pretty powerful subject matter, actually. But I've seen, you know, some of your past work is very comedic.
Uh-huh.
Is this comedy? Would you call this
I mean, I was lucky enough to do our first run through last night, which was really, really helpful.
Great.
Got some laughs.
Good, got some laughs, got some good feedback, literally. Hopefully.
No, I mean, most of my work approaches this depth with comedy. That's how I cut through it.
Right. Which can be a very useful tool, especially tackling deeper subjects.
And I think that, you know, most of my solo work so far, I like to explore a platform in which everyone gets really comfy in a lot of comedy. Like, we just, we can laugh together, they can laugh at me, we're all laughing at the same things, and then all of a sudden there's a point in which it turns and you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
You know, this is where it's headed. But I hope that in this piece and in my other work, I've earned that sort of, that turn into a more serious tone. Because there's nothing that makes me more nervous as an artist than diving into work that is really, like, deep and rich and not earning that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, and that's a really interesting concept. So is this one of your first pieces alone? Is this...
No.
No?
This is like my fourth or fifth piece that I've written as a solo work. And most all of my work is sort of in this magical, spiritual, fairy tale, you know, magical realism kind of world. Mixed with comedy. So I've done a piece about, like, aliens. I did a solo piece that followed the 12 signs of the zodiac through 12 monologues from births to nowness.
Oh, cool.
I've done a piece about, like, a woman who turns into Kali, the goddess of transformation and destruction. And all of those pieces are deeply feminine,
right?
And really follow that that theme, and so this has just been a really awesome opportunity to further explore all of those facets. Not just, you know, as a woman, but also as like what is the feminine in either gender, and what is this energy of femininity?
Right. It sounds like this sea monster that you've created and the whole matter is mother theme. Yeah, is maybe larger than men and women, but mm-hmm. this overarching feminine energy and how we treat it, mm-hmm. Which is really great. So I'm wondering, this piece in particular, do you feel like it's coming at a certain progression in your line of work where it's either more serious, perhaps more comedic? Mm. Are you trying to do something new with it that you haven't done before? And how does that work fit into Coho Lab and the time that you've had here?
Mm. I feel like writing this piece is the most vulnerable I've ever felt.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing for people to hear and say as an artist.
So it's definitely been a challenge because I think, as we discussed before, I've used comedy in the past to sort of put up a barrier between mm-hmm. me and my audience in a really comfortable way.
Right.
And this is the first time that I feel as if, and not, this is not an egotistical statement, but I feel as if I'm opening myself up to channel like collective rage, collective mm-hmm. like grief from women whose stories I've heard or have connected to that may not even be my experience. And so, but it is like a standpoint in which I take a stand as a female in this society. And so I think in terms of being a part of this lab here, like, first of all, I'm so impressed that the participants are mostly all women.
Yeah, they are. And this lab is also funded by Age and Gender Equity in the Arts. So Coho this year got a great grant award from that organization that's focused specifically on creating more equal representation for women in the arts.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. So that's part of why the lab has happened. And so I think your piece and what you're talking about fits perfectly with that. So I'm really excited for people to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's been such an amazing opportunity to be here, surrounded by other artists who are supportive of us exploring these concepts. So I feel like this is like, you know, I've performed in New York a lot. That's where I come from. Well, I come from here originally, but I moved to New York for 10 years. And this feels like it's ticking it up a notch for my career, for my professionality. It's really, really exciting for me to be able to share my work in a theater.
Like, right.
That is just so cool. So I'm really, really honored.
Yep, we do have the theater.
Yeah, you have a theater.
Something great to be able to offer.
Yeah.
And this was another kind of idea behind the lab was how do we create the actual physical space and then the artistic support and that more metaphorical space for people to do these kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you actually grew up in Portland
mm-hmm.
and then moved to New York.
I did, yes.
So what brought you back, and is there anything about the timing of you being here and working on this piece that's important to you?
Well, I think, you know, I have been in New York for 10 years, and for the last two, I've sort of been, there's been this little voice in my head that's been talking to me about being back in nature, exploring some of the more spiritual aspects of my life that I take pretty seriously. And, you know, the New York voice in me kept saying, not right now, that's not what you're doing right now.
Right.
That's not what you're doing right now. And then finally I woke up one day and it was like, I think that's what you're doing right now. And I don't know, I followed my intuition and I came back, and I had submitted for this lab 2 months before moving here, and it was really everything I was asking for. You know, I was pretty excited but nervous to enter into a space that is so bustling and growing and artistic already here. I mean, it was really exciting and vibrant to be like, I can be a part of that, but right. also to know that, like, I've heard rumors of, like, oh, it's hard to break in Portland, you know? Like, it's hard to get seen, and that's exactly what Philip was talking about.
Right.
In terms of this being an opportunity, really, for me to just show myself and show my work and share myself with the community.
Right.
So it feels really like a grand entrance, and I'm so grateful for
Good.
It.
That's exactly what we're hoping with the idea behind the mm-hmm. the whole project is, like, there's so much talent out there. How do we create the inroads for the people that should have the inroads and have something important to say?
Right.
So we're really happy that you're here. And I think I just want to end with, because this lab is very focused on women's voices in the arts and your piece fits so well into that, if you could speak to, I don't know, maybe something in your journey as a woman artist and what you would like to say to other women artists out there who may, maybe the voices that you're channeling or maybe struggling with the voices that create that garbage monster.
Yeah, I think the thing that I've found in my journey has been, first of all, like, you know, this piece has helped me and my journey has helped me to really listen to all of those voices and honor each of them, no matter where they came from.
Right.
You know, when we live in this duality of like good and bad, things turn really ugly really fast. And I think instead of putting that judgment on it as an artist, you know, this is an opportunity to just present the feelings and really get them all out of me. And so, you know, and another thing that I found really extraordinary in my journey is being able, being in a position, I produce some work in New York and created a platform for other artists to share their work, which I call All Boats. And the motto of that is, make work, get lifted, all boats rise. So the idea is that, you know, I see a lot of exclusivity in this industry, and I see a lot of just competition and comparison, and that's kind of what we're raised to believe is the proper way to interact as females. And I have been encouraged by the way I was raised and just my beliefs that, like, you know, collaboration and companionship and working together, partnership in the arts is incredibly important. So supporting our fellow women is just like the number one thing that I can contribute, you know. And I'm trying to do that with All Boats in New York, which is a nomination based process, so each artist gets to nominate other artists that they think would be interested in this opportunity of presentation, an opportunity for them to be pushed to create. So kind of like this lab in like a much smaller scale. Of like, hey, I think you have something in you. Like,
let's get it out.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, that's also very much the coho mission, artist-led co-production. You know, it's about collaboration and getting, raising those voices, giving them the support that they need. So that's wonderful. We're happy to have you.
Thanks.
And looking forward to your public showing, which is this Sunday, right?
August
14th.
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Coho Theater.
Come.
Come see it. Matter is mother.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julia.